Yep, I got it. I'm humbled to be before you guys. I tell you, I'm still high from the OA birthday party, and I am grateful to be in a position to help someone to attend the OA 2024 birthday party because that happened for me in 2017. So I would love to be a blessing to someone that could not afford that thing. And if someone needs the recordings, I was blessed enough to get them. And if you could direct message me my your email address, and I will definitely send it to you because this is a it was a shot in the arm. It was unbelievable. Anyway, so I'd like to do a talk. I'd like to thank you guys for attending and showing up for your own recovery. I like to do a talk, and if I had a title for it, I would call it From Reluctancy to Recovery. So let me talk about some R's. And of course, I'm not going to mention every R that might be efficient, but I have a few that may be, credible to my talk. So here we go. Reluctance, resistance, restriction, rebellion, regret, remorse, rancid, resentments, resolutions, reservation, ratchet, repentance, relationships, residue, revision, release, racism, reverse, rotation, repair, replenish, ridiculous, reinstate, record, return, rare, recognition, rated, raw, repeated, review, reconstruct, rebellion, reward, renewed, relapse, relentless, and finally recover. And I'll touch on a couple of them that may be significant. Let me start with it. You got to bring good news, right? But I got to give you the bad news as well. And it all comes together for the good. So the definition reluctance, I could identify with being reluctant, coming to Overeaters Anonymous and thinking that I don't need your help, thinking I can do this by myself, which for me, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is the biggest addiction in 12-step program, like being in a 12-step program and thinking that I don't need help. So reluctance, unwilling to do something, unwilling to do what? Put the food down. For me, unwilling to work the steps. And as my spiritual father always states, and I need to reiterate it, which is another R I didn't mention, reiterate that steps 2 and 10 are the most steps that's not completed. I don't trust you guys. I don't trust the program. I don't trust your recovery. So then I'm not going to do the work. And the work is what? Step 10, right? 11 and 12. But I need to, so I need to tell you, I didn't trust the work. I didn't trust that you guys were happy, respected, and a power of example in your in the lives of people. I didn't trust it. So the next one is resistance, a little step up from reluctance. Resistance, right? The refusal to accept or to comply with something, to prevent something by action or argument. So resistance is a little worse than being reluctant. Resistance is like, you know what? I'll show up to every meeting, but I'm not going to do anything. And really, in reality, which is another R that I missed, in reality, you don't have to do anything. I mean, and no cap, but you can loiter with no intention to recover. You could be in the Hollywood Squares looking on with your beautiful self and just thinking you're going to get zapped. But you can also be resistance, which is step two. Step two is a conclusion of the mind. It's like, you know what? I'm here, but they're not going, they can't, I'm an old dog. They can't teach me no new trick. I've been here so long, and I can tell you, I went to sober eating workshop at the OA birthday party. And, I've been in the OA a couple of 24s, and they taught me something. They taught me to stop negotiating with stuff. Yes, me, Charles H., still negotiating with things in Overeaters Anonymous. Still negotiating. Still like, you know what? You know, hey, we know the colors, right? You see the colors I got on, red, yellow, and green, right? You know, red, no way, I'm never going to have that. Green, yep, that's the food. But yellow, what does the big book talk about? There's no middle-of-the-road solution. Yet still we have millions of, well, let me not say millions, but we have a lot of people, including Charles H., saying that, you know what? I could slow down on my binge food. How ridiculous does that sound? I could slow down on my binge food. Doesn't yellow, a traffic light color, says slow down? Doesn't it say that? I could slow down. That's ridiculous. An R that I said, right? Ridiculous. That is ridiculous. So I need to break the back of resistance in my life. I don't know about your life. I need to break the back of resistance in my life. Okay, so restriction, the limitation or control of something. So I'm going to, I restrict my recovery. Oh, I'm not doing that much 10 steps. I'm not going to tell him about that. I grew up like, you know what? You got to be tough, Charles. Don't tell him nothing. You know, hold it in. My father used to tell me, you know, my father's Jamaican, tough guy. Well, God rest his soul. He used to say, man don't wear gloves. That's Jamaican slang. So don't wear no gloves, even if you're cold. Don't tell nobody you're cold. Don't tell nobody your feelings. Don't get vulnerable. Do not be transparent. Don't do no 10 steps. Tell them you all right. Hey, how you doing? I'm all right. Meanwhile, I'm burning up inside. I'm resentful. I'm full of anxiety. I'm full of fear. Fear, frustration, ego, anxiety, and resentment. Fear. Fear is underneath everything. Don't tell nobody nothing. I'm going to restrict recovery. I'm going to restrict my freedom. I'm going to hold on to stuff, right? I'm going to hold on to stuff and tell everybody I'm all right because I'm tough, don't you know? I don't need nobody help, right? Oh, man, these three R's, reluctance, restriction, and resistance and restriction. Here's another R that's a killer. Rebellion. I don't even like it. It just hurts saying it. Hurts. It just hurts me. Anyway, an act of violence. Open resistance and a stat open. Oh, this is good. Open resistance to an established government or rule. Now, what is this? Well, let me, you know, I'm going, I'm already in, I'm in too deep now. I'm in too deep. I can't get out. What is an established government in 12 step program? The 12 steps. It's not a government. You don't have to do it. You could loiter with no intention to recover if that's what you want to do. I don't choose to do that today. That's just for me. That's amazing. Let me tell you, I was so rancid in Overeaters Anonymous. I was so reluctant, so resistant. And I was restricting because, you know what? I was like, man, these people on the Hollywood Squares, they really don't care about me. They just care about getting this. They just care about getting theirs. And I was rebellious to the idea of, you know what? You guys love people. You guys love each other. I mean, I'm saying it on purpose. The OA birthday party, I had breakfast with people, lunch, dinner. And, you know, what I take away from that shot in the arm convention is not even, I'm a recording artist. It's not even a performance. It's not even a party. It's the meals that I had with people. It's finding out what your kids doing. What's your aspirations? What's your dreams? What type of food are you eating? I didn't have to fake. I didn't have to lie. I didn't have to eat tree stubs and branches to fit in to feel like, you know, I'm part of you. No, you know what? I'm who I am, and this is what I'm eating. I did learn some tricks about the oatmeal and a little salt and a little butter in it. I did learn those tricks. I did learn sober eating. I did learn some things from people by, breaking spiritual food with them and seeing what they're doing and just asking questions, right? So, you know, I'm grateful for that. But resentments. You know, we hear the word, it sounds cute, right? I'm not to say it sounds cute, but it's like, yeah, resentment. We know it's angry, it's all that. But let me give you the definition. A bitter indignation. Indignation is anger of having being treated unfairly. Like, you know, so everybody took pictures at the birthday party and videos. And, you know, I was attacked, but I don't know who I was attacked by. And, you know, a person that I respect, they went through that person. So that means they gossiped against me without going to me, because they already called World Service on me and said that I am intimidating. And yes, I was being intimidating because, you know, I'm from the slum, from the ghetto. Right. But I don't have to be ghetto. And there's another R word that I'm going to get to called ratchet. It's a word that was, it's actually in the dictionary. It's actually a thing. April 22nd, 2015. And I'm going to get to that one. I was definitely ratchet. Right? But resentment is a bitter indignation of having been treated unfairly. And was I being treated unfairly? Half and half. Because am I intimidating? Yes, I am. Has these steps came between me and the intimidation and they treated me unfairly? Yes. Did I have a part in them being treated unfairly? Yes. Did I feel like, you know, I even did a song called Racism in Recovery. I'm not going to release it. I'm not, because you know, I'm not that sensitive today. I was sensitive to the fact that how dare you doing this to me? But I'm not an innocent victim. I have a part in this. And that's the growth, right? So let me get to, so ratchet, a slang term. So it's a slang term, an overdramatic person. And he even said for women, you know, and I had a resentment with this, promiscuous women. That's what it says. That's what, Google it. It says that person is, you know, like you ever watch Martin, Shaniqua, you know, going, having a head like a bobblehead. Who you think you are? You know, I'm going to turn up on you and all that. You know, I got to give y'all that. I got to give you the ebonics of it. But shout out to Alex Sheets. But it also says dirty, low class, and a person that has no moral values. And I could say that, that I didn't have values. I came in here street. I came in here rough. I came in here rugged, which is another R word that I didn't utilize. But I realized that I was ratchet. And it was my ratchetness that needed to be, what's that word? It needed to be, is there an R in here? I needed repentance. I needed to be reorganized. I didn't put that word in there. I was too raw. And that caused a lot of the relapse, and maybe not the relapse from the food, necessarily, but the relapse from being rebuilt. I was rancid. You know what rancid means? Nasty, disgusting. You know, like a hyena or a lion that tears into a carcass and it's just stale and disgusting. But it's not my carcass. Well, you know, maybe if I eat a lot of fiber, then that could be the case. That could be the case. But what I'm talking about is my attitude. It was rancid, disgusting, nasty, rebellious, just, you know, reluctant, just, you know, just nasty, right? That needed to be fixed. That needed to be repaired, which is an art that I did use. You know, I had a lot of reservations. I was ratchet. My relationships had residue of rancidness. And even in my own home group, the family afterwards, I was like, oh, who do you think they are? I'm on top. This is my group. And, you know, I had a speaker that came in and like really talked about the traditions because I needed to hear that. And so rotation is another R that, you know, we need to be of certain, like if you have influence, I need to compel other people to be leaders, because great leaders empower other people that don't think they can be great leaders. So I needed to have the rotation, the release of rotation. I need reparation, repair, repentance, and, you know, and some spiritual remorse. I needed that in my life. So We hear the word relapse, and it sounds cute, right? I don't know how much time I got, but I want to run through. We heard the word relapse, and it, you know, I don't think it's defined as how atrocious that word is. So here's relapse. Someone suffering from a disease, suffering deterioration after a period of improvement. That's what relapse is. Now, whatever, if it's spiritual, if it's mental, if it's physical, if it's financial, if it's all four or one of all four, two, three, four out of four, you know, it's disgusting. That means we're deteriorating. You know, in particular, I'm going to talk about all four. I don't know how much time I got, but I'll talk about all four. You know, so physical.
Five more minutes, Charles H.
Thank you, sir. So deterioration physically. I'm going up the scale. I can't. And again, we know food and weight is not our problem. But if I'm relapsing and just like saying F it and I'm freestyling and I'm just like, you know, they say, if I fail a plan, I plan to fail. So if I'm not like, if I don't know what I'm going to have ahead of time, then I'm just freestyling and I'm deteriorating. And so deteriorating means that people might, compulsive overeaters might think, oh yeah, I'm shrinking, so that's great. No, I'm not shrinking. I'm enlarging. But in my enlargement, I'm destroying myself. Right? So that's the physical piece. Or maybe I'm anorexic and I'm like, you know, I get a hit off of not eating. Right? I get that hit sometime and I could be destroying myself of nutrients that my body really needs. So that's physical. Mental, these buildup of human emotions that I have on a daily basis. So my 10-step partner, we came to a realization that, you know, I don't know, sometime, you know, I get some partners that's 6 hours ahead of me. We try to work it out. It just ain't work. And I love her. And I said, you know, I want to make an amends for, you know, not being here on time. You know, last 2 weeks have been incredible. So went to the birthday party, real busy, came back Tuesday, and my family's like, all right, I still got to take my place back into my family. And I still have not descended. You know, I'm still high. I'm still up on them because I'm still doing, I took the party experience back to my life. You know, I'm a deacon, I'm a father, I'm a cousin, I'm a son, I'm an uncle, I'm a spiritual leader, I'm a lot of hats. And I came back in, I'm a peacemaker too. I can't believe it. A violent person like me, I'm a peacemaker. Man, God is amazing. He got a sense of humor. Anyway, so the mental is a strong part of this disease. And my spiritual father always talks about, I know I can. No, I'm doing it. I don't know I can. I'm doing it. I don't know I can. I'm not little Tom the Train. I'm doing this thing called life one day at a time with implementing these steps and traditions and concepts, right? So there's the mental. The spiritual part is these 10 steps and the spiritual practices of, you know, for me, I'm an Al-Anon too. And Al-Anon has really, I hope I'm not like breaking rules or anything, but Al-Anon is in a big book. It's in the family afterwards. It's into the wives. It's into the employers. It's woven into the book. It's in Acceptance is the Answer, or Doctor, Alcoholic Addict, if you're in the third edition. It's in the book. So, you know, my always sponsor is like, you need to go to Al-Anon. Same old 10 steps with my family. And then I follow my script, you know. And
you got 2 more minutes, big dog.
Thank you, sir. Yep, that's just the amount of time that I need. And like the same 10 steps. So, you know, he was like, yo, go to Al-Anon. And those 10 steps are still there, but not as frequent, because acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. And quickly, I'll talk about finances. So a recovered person, I mean, I dipped and dabbed with Debtors Anonymous, you know, it just didn't work out. But so I know one thing, page 64, when a spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. I'm not going out buying a whole bunch of things. I'm not going to the studio because I am a music addict as well. So, and 2023, I'm not with that new me, new year, new me business. It's just, you know what? There's three simple things I can do about any situation. You want to guess what I'm going to say? Say it with me. Recover. Recover, recover. And I like to leave a couple of seconds on the top, on the clock. And with that, I'd like to pass. My name is Charles H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm available to sponsor men because I got about 15 and like 14 of them ain't calling. So that's what it is. And with that, I pass. Thank you very much, Alex Cheeks, for asking me to share. And I greatly appreciate you. Thank you.